I use dissociative identity disorder, which is also known as multiple personality syndrome, as a metaphor for the behavior of affective learners. According to the American Psychological Association, in this state, people exhibit distinct identities that alternately control a person's behavior. One of the effective training strategies is to transform the learner into a trainer, an instructional designer, a subject matter expert, an analyst, or an evaluator. You can do all of these transformations with structured training activities. You can transform learners into trainers to utilize evidence-based principles of peer training. The person receiving this type of training benefits from an improved understanding and application of the new skills. This is obvious. Not so obvious is the intriguing fact that the person providing the tutorial help also benefits with an improved understanding of the training topic. You can use an activity called Each Teach by training different groups of participants on different steps in a procedure. Later, you reassemble members of these groups into mixed teams so that each person in the team owns a different step of the procedure. You then provide a series of graded exercises and have the teams apply the steps in the appropriate sequence. In the process of doing so, team members teach each other what they know and what the others don't know. You can transform learners into instructional designers by conducting an activity called Bequest. Here is how you do it. At the end of your training session, invite the participants to design and develop a teaching tool that will help individual learners in the next group. Specify the type of teaching tool as a poster, a set of slides, a glossary, a summary of key points, a list of frequently asked questions along with the answers, a mind map, or a fictional case study. You can use the Bequest activity repeatedly to gradually convert an instructor-led session into a self-instructional package. You can transform learners into subject matter experts to tap into the wisdom of the crowd. Adult learners bring a wealth of experience to the training sessions. This is particularly true in such soft skill areas as teamwork, leadership, trust building, or customer service. Most participants have valuable experiences of what works and what fails in these areas. Here's an example. You can use an activity called Best Practices to invite the participants to generate a set of practical advice on giving and getting feedback. You can do this before you tell them anything or teach them anything. You then ask the participants to organize, evaluate, and apply these learner-generated tips. During and after this exercise, you reinforce valid principles and rectify mistaken concepts to strengthen appropriate learning. You can transform learners into instructional analysts by conducting an activity called checklists. You supply several good and bad examples to the participants and require them to classify and evaluate these examples. Here is how we can do it. Ask the participants to view a selected set of TED Talk videos. Then ask them to work in teams and create a checklist of what to do and what to avoid in providing an effective presentation. Use this participant-generated checklist as the foundation for your training session. You can transform learners into testers by using peer rating techniques. In an activity called Jury of Peers, you train the participants to use objective rating scales to judge performances, such as handling customers' objections, and products such as a storyboard for a video segment. Here's a specific example. You train the participants to evaluate the storytelling ability of speakers. You invite the participants to take turns to tell stories. When one person tells a story, the other participants rate his or her storytelling ability. Later, they provide constructive feedback to the storyteller. Being able to objectively evaluate other people's performance or product eventually enables each participant to apply the same type of quality standards to his or her own performance or product. When I look back at the amazing quantity of skills and knowledge that I have accumulated over the years, I realize that most of them came from my activities as a trainer or as an instructional designer. My colleagues in these professions confess that they too have learned a lot through their training and instructional design activities. Let's not be selfish and withhold these opportunities from our learners.